We have in the Haftorah of Parshas Shoftim, the Haftorah of Anochi, Anochi, Hu Menachemchem. It's one of the Shiva Dinachemta. But there's a pasuk that Mamish is very appropriate, B'chodesh Elul, Hakdama, to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. The pasuk says, Hisnari may offer kumi. The pasuk that we say, every Kabbalah Shabbos and Lechadoidi, Hisnari may offer kumi, Livshi, Big Day, Sefar Techami. Pasuk is referring to Klal Yisrael and Golus, that's Meluchluch, the offer. Offer refers to dirt, Chet, and Tumah, Tumas Agoyim, Tumas Hachatoyim. And the pasuk is saying, Hisnari may shake yourself off from the offer and put on your big day sefartech. The medrash, there's a medrash at the beginning of Parshas Beshalach on this pasuk, is nari may offer kumi. Says Omer of Acho, kahado tarnagoilto. It's like the chicken, the minaro gapo mikutmo, that shakes off its wings, shakes itself off from the dirt. This pasuk that says nari may offer, which is referring to the offer of chet and the person being misakin himself with his nari. Rav Acha said it's like a chicken that shakes itself off. It shakes and cleans itself off from the dirt that's on it. What's this mushel? Like the chicken. So the pshat is that when you see a chicken that's meluchluch, someone has a chicken that's filthy and is dirty, if he would want to clean it, if someone else would want to clean this chicken, how would you clean it? You would start with a brush and start brushing off feather by feather, wing by wing, and each part of the chicken, it would be painstaking and take forever. And even that wouldn't get it fully clean. The dirt is deep inside each feather with parts that are unreachable by an outside hand. Elamah, pick it up by its feet, start banging it like you bang up, bang out, clap it like a hayshanis, it'll probably kill the chicken. Elamah, minifloiz haboyri HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the chicken bino, the zechri bino, that it has a way to clean itself off. It jumps up and gives a shuckle, flaps its wings with a strong shake. All the dirt comes out totally, and the chicken turns back white, pure white, almost like it was born. Nimbus, a person who's mali offer, who has offer on him, and he wants to do tshuva. If an outside source has to get you to do tshuva, whether it be yisurim, oinshim, that a person needs for kapora, it's going to be extremely painful and lengthy. A person can come to a rebbe and go to a shir and try to get someone to push him, and I want to be better, and force me, and help me out. Tell me, rebbe, what should I do? Give me musar. All that is not going to get you totally clean. There's a much easier way. If a person has his own hisoyrus, a rotzen pnimi, to let go of my chatoim, to let go of the drochem, the things that I shouldn't be doing, to be better, to be bigger, he can shake it all off if he has that hisoyrus atzmi. Like Rabbeinu Yoina says, towards the end of Shar Sheni, he says he wants to mesayim with a maimon nichbad, he calls it, a maimon nichbad. The mission in Ovis in Ein Anili Mili. Because if a person is not misoyer himself, outside his oyeris is not going to help him. A person can listen to Shmuzim day in, day out. But until he has that his oyeris amiti on his own, you know something? I want to be bigger. I want to be better. Nothing's going to help him. But when he has that his oyeris, that's what it takes. He can shake himself off. In this medrash, which, like I said, the Mefarshim say, it's not only going on Klal Yisrael and Golus, but also on tshuva, a person doing tshuva. the chatoma compared to offer, which that comparison means that it's not a dover be'etzem. It's just like offer is not intrinsically part of the chicken. It's something on the surface, something on the outside. So too, each yid has a neshama tahora that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boirei es ha'odam yoshar with a neshama tahora. All the chatoim is Maral calls it like a mikre. It's not the etzem part of the person. It's a dover mibachut, it's a dover on the outside. And a person has to realize this, that it's not the etzem part of him. There's a medrash that says Klal Yisrael is nimshal to egoism, to nuts. It says ma egoiz zeh. When it falls in the dirt and the mud, what do? You pick it up and wash it off. Nothing happened. Totally, you just wash it off and it's perfectly clean. Kach Klal Yisrael. When nislachlich bechatoim. They get up and do tshuva, and they wash the chatom away, and they become back to themselves, return. That's what tshuva is. In Parsha, when he says when the pasuk is talking about when the pasuk is talking about the yoytze melchama, when the Parsha Shabbos is talking about the kohen hamashiach, he says mishe kol mish yore hayore. The Racha Levov goes back from Melchoma. Hayori the Racha Levov. And the Gemara says, he's Yori mi Avera shebiyodoi. What's that Lashon? He's afraid of the word biyodoi. The Kotzke said, Avera biyodoi means, well, it's just he's afraid of the Averas he did. Biyodoi means, because when a person has Averas, he's holding on. The Eitz is, let go. You're holding on to it. We have Taivas, and we have Atzlonus, that we don't want to let go. It's an atzlus. The etzem averis is a dover mibachutz that we're just holding on to. The averis shebiyodri, let go. That's the offer over here. So if I say, how does a person do that? A chicken shakes itself off. It gets up, it shakes itself off. Gevaldik. Hisnari may offer kumi like the tarnagoyim. How are we supposed to do it? The answer is that this is a mahalach in tshuva as follows. If a person is meroimein himself, he makes himself bigger and he realizes who he is, that he has a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu neshama tahora, and he's a choshev a yid, and averis don't belong to me. He shouldn't be doing that. They have no shaykhas to me. A person could be meroimein himself. How? Al yidei Torah. Like the Mishnah says in Ovois, Torah is meramim a person. Torah is meroimim. B'derech Moshel, what does roimim mean? When a person does things when he was a child, he did silly things. He may have broken things. He may have been a bad child. And it has to be fixed. And it has to be fixed. But when he gets older, he realizes, I have no shaykh to me. You don't go to him and say, look, you remember you did this? You remember you did that? Remember, he's a big, he's not shaykh to those things, he's an adult. When a person is meroinim himself with Torah, by learning Torah, he realizes these chatoim, what am I doing? They're not part of me, they're not shaykh to me. That's how you misnari, that's how you shake yourself off. By making yourself bigger, you pick yourself up. I'm bigger, those things are not shaykh to me. This is another angle, Rabbi Isai, to tshuva. And I think that this is the mahalach of tshuva in Rosh Hashanah that Chodesh Elul is a hakdama for. Rosh Hashanah is the first of the Aseret Yemei tshuva. We don't mention a chet. We don't do vidui. How is it? What does it have to do with tshuva? Why is it one of the Aseret Yemei tshuva? The answer is, avada is a tshuva like Yom Kippur, where you have to be mefarit each and every chet. And do charoto, vidui kabbalah lahaba. Rosh Hashanah is a different mahalach. The mahalach of Rosh Hashanah is be mekabel oil malchus shemayim, we're an eved Hashem. Pick yourself up, be meroyim yourself, and then the chatorim drop away. They drop away. That is the hachon of Chodesh Elul. It's marrying the offer to be meroyim yourself. To realize there's a medrash. There's a Medrash Chazal say in the Pasuk of Tehillim in Perek Lamed Beis, L'David maskil ashrei nosui pesha kisui chato. And the Medrash says, Reb Rachio b'shem Reb Shimon bar Ami, Omar, ashrei la'odom shehu gavoya mi pishoi, veloi pishoi gavoya mi menu. Lucky is the person, glikach is the person who is gavoya mi chatov, and not the opposite. What does it mean? This is what it means. Not that he doesn't have chatoim, but if a person doesn't realize his true mahus, what a yid is, so then the chatoim are bigger than him. He's like bottled to the chatoim. How can I not do this? How can I get out of it? But a person who realizes, who's meroinim himself, and he learns Torah, he's gavoyami pishot. The bigger we make ourselves, they just fall away. That's the shokel that we give in Chodesh Elul. The Hisnari may offer kumi kaharda tarnagolta. I remember when I was a bocher, I used to daven often at the Kaisel, and Leil Shabbos, there was a minion inside, and there was a yid there, an older yid. And when they sang lechadoidi, when they came to Hisnari may offer kumi, he used to shake, give a stark a shake. And as bochum, we left. We thought, you can see anything by the Kaisel. Anything you imagined and you never imagined, you'll find there. So we thought it's another modern mensch. That's what we thought. He shakes his nari, so he shakes until I saw this medrash, Omer Avacho Kaharda Tanagolto, that it's going on cloud yourself, shake yourselves off like a chicken. He was shuckling like a chicken. His nari me offer kumi, because Shabbos is also a man from tshuva. Elamai, it's not the mahalach of tshuva where you clap al chet. Where you clap al chet and you nichnas to an atzvus from chaton that I did in the week. It's the other mahalach of being magbia myself with the kedusha, heilige kedusha tashabos. A person can feel his gadlus, the gadlus of Odom, and that's the time for his nari me offer kumi. And I saw brought down a maisa that someone was made that he was by the Chofetz Chaim, and he saw the Chofetz Chaim sitting with his hand on his head, thinking in deep thought. And then he looked up and he said, Hisnari me offer kumi. And he got up and he stood up. That was Munach in this mice of the Chofetz Chaim. That is Hisnari offer, let go of the Averis of the Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all Hatzlocha to be Meroimim himself, to realize the godless of the Odom, to be Magbi ourselves, and to realize all the Chatom that we do, anything we shouldn't, it's Be'etzim. It's Kinderspiel. It's like things you did when you were 5, 6 years old. They don't belong to us now. And with that, we'll be zoiche to make the proper hachonas and elul to come into Rosh Hashanah. A good gebench to Shabbos.